It's always busy on Wednesday morning as we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am fine, and thank you for the memories, because when you talk about sectionals, I remember a few years ago when Joe Smith and others allowed me to go with them to the sectional games and to see how that works there on the radio and see the presentation. That was just a really fun time.
So, how the sausage is made is not always pleasurable, but sometimes it can be. So exciting to follow our local kids here. And all of our local teams are in action next Tuesday. So we can't be in multiple places at one time, but Edgewood will be over in Northview taking on Brown County. So next Tuesday will be busy, and that means our program on Wednesday. Marty, you better have your sectional recap hat ready for Wednesday morning next week.
Absolutely. And you know, it's an exciting time, and not just for the players, but for the family, for all the students, and just the excitement of schools coming together and supporting their teams. And that's just a really wonderful memory from school, and so congratulations to everyone who's worked so hard to put this together.
Keep it rolling, and obviously hard work. The county council is always up to hard work, and you guys are the fiscal body of the county and always have to wonder and watch where the tax dollars are going. And just give me an update where we are. Do we have a meeting last night? Well, what's our schedule look like? Just bring us all up to speed.
Okay, last night I was in front of a CATS TV to watch what was going on, thinking I was going to be able to watch the update about the zoning laws that's being put together now. However, CATS didn't have that online at the time, so I went ahead and watched the city meeting with the people who came forward to say, look, we felt like we were left out of the process. And even the city council was saying, look, you know, it was not a specific line saying this is what we were going to spend money on. And I have to say, I think that happens way too often, where someone makes a presentation to the fiscal body. And remember, the city council is a fiscal body for the city, just like the county council is a fiscal body for the county. And somebody presents you a line, And you might wonder, well, okay, what's that $400,000 for? And we have all got to be better about asking questions and get
It makes it sound like that it's not required. So whose job is it to sift through line by line and say, oh, that's a vehicle upgrade, that's just going to be some new police cars, I shouldn't even think about anything like an armored vehicle coming through there? Who is that up to the public to question? Is it up to the elected officials to question? How does the system work in a perfect world?
Well, certainly it's going to be more the elected officials understand that they should have asked the question, because it would have been better to have debated this before that budget had been approved. Now, it's not that I'm finding fault with city council. I think the county council makes the same type of mistakes as well. It appears that what's going to happen, I saw on the county commissioners meeting for today, I just saw this late yesterday, that they are going to move forward and spend some local property tax dollars having to do with the convention center, supposed to be paid for out of that food and beverage tax, but the commission hasn't been put together yet. So they're going to go ahead and sign a contract for Barnes and Thornburg to provide the services for a project. Now they're saying it's anticipated to exceed more than the $25,000 that they're going to spend of local tax dollars once they get prepared to move forward. But the county commissioners, county council, and the city needs to move forward and get that commission established and pull the money out of there. Don't take it out of local taxes. Once we have spent it on CUME cap, then how do we get that money back? And let me tell you, when we voted,
money back, first of all? Is that a possibility?
Well, I hope that they do, but this is not at all the way anything was presented, and boom, that's going to be voted on. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't get this Barnes and Thornburg advice and their services. I'm just saying they need to have the dollars in place before they start signing contracts and obligating the county because they've got it down as it's the QMCAP budget will be the fallback funding option. Well, that is local property taxes. That's where the county commissioner stuck the payment for that parking garage that the fiscal body was not brought into. So I think these things are problematic because I do believe that just as city administration is now clear that they wish they'd work closer with the city council having to do with the purchase of this vehicle, then it seems to me the county commissioners need to understand they need to work closer with the county council because, you know, the county council could just say, we're not going to put all that money in QMCAP. The money will come in, but before you can spend it, you're going to have to come and ask us before you start moving forward with the expenditures such as this that no one anticipated.
So you just need this, in a perfect world, you'd rather just have the commission put together and have them figure out what's going on? Is that what I'm reading here?
Yeah, that advisory commission
right.
that the county commissioner is supposed to put together as well as the city, and then there's going to be somebody from the county council, somebody from the city council, and then those three citizens' appointment. That's who's supposed to be deciding what money to spend, and it's supposed to be coming out of the food and beverage tax, not out of the county's local property tax.
How does that work if the food and beverage tax needs a year to get settled in to see what it's going to be and all of that?
Well, you don't wait a year before you start allocating some money for if the plan is to move forward with the convention center, then of course we've already started collecting the dollars. So if the commission, if that advisory commission, it was already in place. Now, this is not that commission that's already there that's talking about it and only giving advice to the county. I'm talking about the legal commission. Once that's in place, that we already have revenue coming in, and if there's dollars that's needed for architectural expenses or other expenses, then they look to the revenue that they have and they proceed with deciding how to spend that money. You just don't just go, oh, well, we don't have any money here yet, so we'll just go spend, you know, out of some other fund. That's just not the way it's done. I understand there was a meeting yesterday, maybe the day before, with that advisory commission, so I may be making the wrong terminology here. The commission that was put together by the county commissioners to get together and give them advice. Well, that's not a commission that has any authority. I'm talking about the final one that is by law what has to be put together. So if just this group of people that's been appointed by the commissioners to sit around in closed-door meetings, come forward and say, hey, you know, county, we want you to spend this money and take it out of property tax, and they just move forward and do it, that's not at all the way it was supposed to be happening. So,
but it can move forward that way.
Well, but it could move forward the other way. Why don't they just make their appointments, the legal official appointments on who's going to be on this official commission that makes all the decisions about the funding? What are they waiting for? Until after the election? Primaries?
Well, and the other thing is, if this is such a slam dunk, as most people have dressed it up to be, I'm agreeing with you. Why wouldn't they just have this done and in place and ready to go? Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in every Wednesday morning just after 8:05. And as we see in today's paper as well, Marty, the updated zoning laws, tell me what's going on there and what we need to pay attention to with all that happening.
Well, to make it real simple, what has already taken place, what was it, a couple of years ago, whatever, when they put together the vision of what the planning was going to look like, what the land use was going to look like throughout the county. But that wasn't the law. what is going to be happening now is that this company is coming in to put together what that vision had been and create ordinances. So once that ordinance is in place, then that is exactly how it has to happen. And so that's not going to happen overnight. It's a very tedious process. It's a legal process that when they are all through, it is what the people of this county have to follow along with. And they do not expect to have it even completed until next March. 2019, March 1, 2019 is the expected completion date. But we know that the county commissioners are the ones who will have final say about this. The plan commission will look at it. They will make decisions of what they think it looks like. And then if they vote to move it forward to the county commissioners can say, yes, it looks good, and make it all final, or they can say, no, we want changes, and move it back to plan commission and go back and forth. But the bottom line is, it is the county commissioners who will make this decision. And that's why it's so important. This election year is so very important, because those county commissioners, and remember, there's only one up this time, and that's the one that Commissioner Stofers has now. And his name is on the ballot, as well as Lee Jones from the county council is now running for county commissioner, as well as Larry Barker, who was a Democrat but who is now running on the Republican ticket. So it seems to me that folks need to really be watching along and saying, which of those people will most represent what I want our planning and zoning laws to be. Now, the other very interesting thing about talking about the ballot, who's on the ballot, is when you look at, there's also on the ballot the positions for who's going to be the precinct committee people. Well, now that normally is of no interest to most folks.
Why should I be interested?
Well, here's why it's interesting. Because if Lee Jones is the one who is elected to go to county commissioners, she still has more time to serve out on the county council. Well, guess who gets to appoint someone who finish out that term? That's all of the Democrat throughout the county precinct committee people. So there's going to be a battle now on who's going to be the precinct committee people, because everybody wants to have their input on who that replacement would be if Lee Jones moves forward up to the county commissioners. So it's that may not sound real important, but let's think about it. Who on the county council has been serving on the plan commission? Well, that's Lee. And if she moves forward to county commissioners, you sort of see what her thoughts are on planning and zoning. So then you would decide whether or not that would be something you would like, or would one of the other two be more representative. So this is, this may not sound important. It may sound like just so much smoke.
Well, it sounds like dominoes will be falling, and those dominoes will be pushed in different directions.
Well, and it will depend on whether or not you look forward to maybe creating more jobs, or maybe you have ground that you want to do something else with, and so forth. So this is all politics may look really boring to some, but then when it comes right down to, you mean they can tell me what I can do with my land?
That's right.
So better be paying absolute attention. The other thing I wanted to say about the county commissioners meeting for today, they're going to sign off on an interlocal agreement having to do with dispatch. Well, that's something that the county council has to work with, but were we sent copies of this? I never saw a copy of it.
When you say the county council has to work with it, what does that mean?
Well, it means our budgets.
You have to pay for it?
Well, okay, that dispatch expense comes out of the public safety tax. So those agreements about when we are going to arrive at budgeting process and so forth. Now, I saw that there was some small amount that said evidently there's something in there about, well, we'll have meetings if we can't agree to the budget, but if the city and the county, but if we've already agreed, we don't have to have that meeting. I don't know, because, as I said, this was not presented to us, so we didn't have an opportunity to review it. I'm just saying I think there's an opportunity here for all of us to work better and with more transparency with one group to the other, as well as with the public. I did want to also say that I know I've had a lot of complaints about, why are we having all of these road improvements all at the same time? It
yes.
seems as if there's a mess throughout the county. And here I want to, you know, this doesn't make it any better, but I just want to throw this out here. When the highway department and the engineering department go forward to get funding, and we've been so blessed to be able to get funding and matching dollars and so forth to be able to do these projects, but we only have so much time to complete the project or we lose the money. Well, it hasn't all worked out that some of the other projects had moved forward. Maybe the state hadn't moved forward enough for us in quick enough fashion, so that it looks as if all of this is happening at once. But we cannot afford to lose millions of dollars with our match dollars to be able to even do these projects. So it really is a conundrum, and I cannot imagine what the highway department is going through trying to figure out a way to keep access open to the public and still create the finish line on all these projects. So
that's tough right now. Tough to get anywhere.
I understand that. No, I should not say I understand that, because where I live now, I can try to avoid a lot of it. But
yeah, I can avoid a lot of it too if I go over to Spencer and around Indianapolis and come down through Columbus.
Right?
Yeah, I can get around a lot. Plenty of things going on.
Right.
But it is progress. We have to be patient. We have to deal with it. And again, the quicker it gets done, the quicker it gets done. And that's what we hope happens.
But it's tough. And I just wanted to make sure people understood it isn't because they wouldn't have done different had they been able to. But if you're looking at losing millions of dollars.
Yeah, when it rains, of course, right.
What are you
going to
do?
Yep, so. You got to get it in there. You got to cram it in there and be patient, and hopefully short-term loss for long-term gain.
The other thing, it appears that the county is moving forward with improvements to the youth shelter, which I'm sure we all would support, but they, rather than just signing off on documents, shouldn't we have had that in a work session? If we're going at, I don't know, what are they going to be building on, and where's the funding coming from?
The funding is coming from me and you and everybody else, right?
Well, and it doesn't mean we don't support them. It means we should have had a lot of public discussion about it before we move forward, so people aren't caught by surprise.
Well, and we're learning more and more about that each day, about how the sausage is made, and sometimes it's not as much fun as it seems to be. So if people want to get more information or they want to get involved, that's up to them. But we're really good at determining the problem once the barn door is shut and the cow is out. We know the cow's out. We're just not sure how it happens a lot of the time. So we appreciate you keeping us on the up and up every Wednesday morning as we go through it. Stay dry today, and we'll get caught up next Wednesday. Will be the final day of February. Can you believe it?
I can't, and I know you keep saying we don't have to shovel this rain.
We don't.
Well, let me tell you, if it doesn't stop, I may be bailing it out. So those of us who have basement levels, so far, so good,
yep.
Absolutely dry. But, you know,
Hang in there. It's not going to freeze, though. That's the good news. So your pipes will be all right and all that other stuff will be there.
Right.
Hang in there, Marty. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay. Bye-bye.